The invasion of the Capitol has, of course, dominated the headlines the last couple days. But let's not forget the pandemic. The North Country saw hundreds more coronavirus cases yesterday and into today. Hundreds more. 102 North Country residents are in the hospital due to COVID-19. 21 are in the ICU. It's dangerous out there. North of the border, Montreal and Quebec are fighting a spike in cases. Provincial leaders are instituting a lockdown and a curfew to try to keep sick people from overwhelming hospitals. And that's today's Story of the Day.
Story of the Day is supported by Long Run Wealth Advisors, Lake Placid, offering tailored wealth management and retirement solutions. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services. LongRunWealth.com.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Friday, January 8th. First up, after a mob of Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol this week, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik followed through on her plans to object to the election. She based her decision on debunked claims of election fraud. Shana Guderian is a political science professor at Syracuse University.
I think this is a show of loyalty to the president and to the part of the party that believes that the kind of Trump Republican Party is the party going forward.
Guderian says Stefanik's objection to the electoral count set a dangerous precedent for the future.
If your argument is that people who don't vote for the party that you are a member of are illegitimate and that the voting system is rigged, then you start to undermine the trust in the very bedrock of what democratic governance is. And that's really dangerous.
Despite objections from Republicans like Stefanik, Congress certified Joe Biden's victory early Thursday morning. Stefanik has yet to publicly acknowledge Biden as the next president. The Canadian province of Quebec will impose an 8 p.m. curfew starting tomorrow. Officials have also implemented other lockdown measures, as experts worry hospital ICUs could become overtaxed within weeks. Quebec's premier, François Legault, announced what he called a shock treatment for the province.
I know those measures are tough for our mental health, but we have to balance that with the situation in our hospitals. The situation is very serious.
Emma Jacobs has more.
I want to test. Yes, you need to wait.
People arrived steadily to the COVID testing site in the parking lot of Jewish General Hospital in Montreal one afternoon this week. Waiting in line, Geoffrey Bienvenu said he'd learned his brother had tested positive.
He dropped some boxes at my place, and he just called this morning to say he got it. So
he and his teenage son and his wife, Kim Snable, say they're not surprised by the rise in cases, particularly since the news of successful vaccines.
I think a lot of people just say, oh, let's put down our guards and,
you know, and then people going on vacation. Smart. That's smart.
The family is called up a metal ramp to the testing trailer. After a consultation at the door, they're told to come back later in the week.
You have to wait 6 days.
Enough time after exposure for a test to show whether or not they got infected. That delay from exposure to infection and sometimes hospitalization is why doctors here say hospitals haven't seen the worst yet, including from gatherings over the holidays against the province's rules. Matthew Outen is a physician at Jewish General.
Are we bursting at the seams yet? No, although if you look at all of the recent trends, these are really going off the rails.
The head of the province's Institute for Excellence in Healthcare, Luc Boileau, says more doctors and nurses are out sick or in quarantine than during the spring wave. He forecasts greater Montreal hospitals could exhaust the beds allocated for COVID patients within 2 weeks and be forced to cancel non-COVID procedures once again.
We're not facing that threat right now, but it can be so in the near future if nothing is done.
Hospitalizations have approached critical levels in other provinces, including Alberta and Ontario. Meanwhile, more than a dozen local and federal politicians from across the country are under scrutiny over international travel, including to warm weather destinations over the holidays. They include members of the party of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who spoke to reporters in front of his home on Tuesday.
All Canadians were so disappointed to see so many examples of folks who should have known better doing things that put us all at risk.
The government will now require a negative COVID-19 test to board flights into the country. However, most cases here aren't linked to international travel, but to community spread, which is why Quebec is rolling out some of its strictest rules yet, says Joan Liu, former president of Doctors Without Borders and a children's emergency physician in Montreal.
We see a train that is going full speed into driving into the wall, and we're trying to put all the brakes that we can to avoid that collision.
The other tool Canada has, she says, is to ramp up vaccination as much as possible. Canada has begun administering doses of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. For North Country Public Radio, I'm Emma Jacobs in Montreal.
We have more news all the time and through the weekend, including the latest repercussions from Wednesday's insurrection at the Capitol. It's all on our website today, through the weekend, anytime at ncpr.org. Music today by Danny Thomas of Canton, and I am Snow Angel of Lake Placid. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.